It's a common sense recap of the big stories. It's Cats at Night on 77 WABC.
Oh, Lordy. Oh, God, Daddy. Oh, let's fly way up to the clouds.
Well, Monday is Columbus Day, and we had a special kickoff. And to tell us about it, we have the president or director of the Columbus Foundation, or chairman of CEO of the Columbus Foundation. We have Angelo Vivolo. Angelo, how are you?
I am splendid. I can't thank you enough, John, for the incredible kickoff we had this morning. It was just overwhelming.
Tell all America about it.
Well, we had everyone there. We were able to talk about New York City coming back and the Columbus Day Parade leading the way, because it's going to be the biggest parade in the city since COVID had happened. And we're so excited about all the participants. We're going to have probably 15 to 20,000 people marching up Fifth Avenue on Monday. We're going to have floats. We're going to have marching bands. We're going to have a great deal of activity. And John, I don't know what to say except God bless you, and you are officially an Italian American. I'm sorry, I know you have a Greek name, but as far as I'm concerned, you're as much Italian as any of us.
So weren't you conceived
I was conceived Italian, and I was born Greek, but I was conceived Italian, and I'm 28% Italian.
As far as we're concerned, you're 100% Italian.
Thank you.
It was such an opportunity today. Tell the public all of the good things that we're doing with the Columbus Citizens Foundation,
and
the fact that we're back, and we're going to be do a parade, a live parade up Fifth Avenue, and we're going to have a lot of excitement going on, and we're looking forward to it.
Is this really the largest Columbus Day Parade in the world?
Largest Columbus Day Parade in the world, absolutely. That's the Columbus Day Parade here in New York City.
And we got one Italian here in the studio right now. We have former Congressman Vito Fisella. Vito?
Well, it's good to be with you, Angelo. Why don't you provide the listeners maybe really what the mission of the Columbus Foundation is and how you go about celebrating the contributions of so many Americans of Italian descent?
Excellent, excellent question. The mission of the Columbus Citizens Foundation is to provide an educational opportunity to youngsters who do not have the financial means but the qualifications to go to some of the best schools. We have over 600 students in our scholarship program. They're all students worthy of the scholarship. They have to be need-based and academically qualified. And this is what keeps us going. This is what makes us do this big celebration, this weekend celebration with a gala, a laying of the wreath at Columbus Circle on Sunday, and then, of course, the biggest parade. I have to say that one of the exciting parts for me personally is being in St. Patrick's Cathedral on Monday morning when Cardinal Dolan gives the Mass. So that's a real thrill. But our mission is to help people. We're a philanthropic organization as much as we're cultural. We, of course, we're proud of our Italian heritage and culture, and we really want to promote that.
And I got to remind everybody, the parade will be on WABC Radio between 12 o'clock and 3 o'clock on Monday. It'll be live.
And we're there.
And we're all going to be there. And also the parade will be on WABC television. And
they can watch it online, WABCRadio.com.
Yeah, and it'll be a terrific day.
And we're going to have Joe Piscopo. It's not Columbus Day without Joe Piscopo, and he's going to be our moderator on TV on Channel 7 on Monday, and he's just an incredible guy. I can't say enough great things about him. He's such a dear friend, and like you, John, he is a huge supporter of our community.
Joe is the best.
We're looking forward to Monday.
Angelo, looking forward to seeing you on Monday. God bless you. Have a great weekend. And the sun will shine on the Italians on Monday, I guarantee.
I certainly hope so. Weather is important for everyone to be at the parade. So thank you so much again, John, and all your listeners. And Mr. Fasella, I think you got a lot of Italians in Staten Island. Hopefully they all show up at the parade.
Thank you. We'll be there, Angelo.
He's
thanks for all you
show
do.
Up at the polls.
November 2nd.
I'm driving to the polls on November 2nd.
For borough president, Vito Fasella.
Thank you, Angelo.
Thank you, Angelo.
Keep doing the great job you're doing.
We need an Italian in an important position. God bless you. Thank you. Lots of good luck for you.
God bless. Thank you.